A carnivore diet refers to the consumption of animal-based foods. People who follow a carnivorous dietary pattern eat almost exclusively only meat and other animal-based foods. And you're about to learn everything about it. Welcome to Carnivore Today. All things carnivore, ketogenic living, and metabolic health. If you're looking to shed those extra pounds, reduce your dependency on prescriptions, or even heal metabolic disorders, we've got you covered. It's all about the latest research, success stories, and we'll give you practical tips to help you thrive on your wellness journey. And we're also here to quell some misconceptions about it.
What about fiber? Won't I explode without eating fiber?
Fiber is not necessary.
I'll get fat eating all that fat.
No, you will not.
I'm not going to have any energy because no carbs.
You'll have more.
I'm going to have a heart attack from eating all that red meat.
False.
Carnivore Today, where your health journey begins. Now your host, Adam Lacey.
Hello, fellow carnivore enthusiast. I'm Adam from Carnivore Today, and today's interview features an incredible lady full of life and joy, Misty Marcus from the Love Style YouTube channel. Misty's choice to leave alcohol behind and adopt a 90% carnivore diet has amplified her creative abilities and provided her with unparalleled mental clarity. For those grappling with addiction or intrigued by the advantages of a carnivore diet, this interview is essential viewing. Join us as Misty delves into her transformative journey and the profound impact this diet has had on her life. Before we dive in, please take a moment to subscribe and enable notifications so you always stay in the loop with our future videos. A big thank you to those who have already done so. Now let's get started. Hi, Misty. How you doing?
Hi, Adam. I'm great.
Awesome. Awesome. So I hear you're a musician and you're a carnivore also. Is that true?
Yes. Yes.
Awesome. It's awesome. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I'm 51 years old and I am an ex-alcoholic. And I want to say that right up front because I think the carnivore diet has literally cured me of alcoholism. So that's a bold statement. Yeah, that's a bold statement. And it required no AA. So I'm very, very proud of this right now. And I want everybody or people who are thinking that they're having problems with any addiction, that carnivore may be the answer you've been looking for your whole life.
Oh, that's
but
awesome.
More than that, I'm just a regular working stiff and a struggling musician trying to make every day count while I'm alive. And we have our regular struggles. And a lot of people like myself have struggles with food, not only alcohol addiction, but of course, food addiction can be something I think all of us have a little bit of in us. We have our favorite foods that are bad for us. We know now, some of us carnivores especially, how to navigate through this kind of thing. But I'm just an average chick. And when we get older, us women, we have a lot of hormonal changes. And when you become 51 or even over 40 a lot of times, and even younger, you have to start to dial it in even more perfectly. So lately, I've come to realize I want to be around for many, many years. I want to enjoy my life. And I drank away some of my years and I made some choices that I'm not so proud of over the years. And now it's catching up to me. It's a little bit harder to go backwards and to retrain yourself, but it can be done. And so carnivore, I'm a 90% carnivore, Adam. I want to tell you, this is a big deal because I'm not 100% carnivore.
I don't think any.
So I should have probably prefaced that first, but.
I think just Dr. Chafee is 100%.
Well, Sean Baker and Kelly Hogan. Right. Don't forget about those guys.
True, so those
are the only three that I know about.
Right.
So the rest of us usually include a little bit of vegetables or something off plan occasionally to keep us sane, maybe. I think it's a mental game,
right.
Actually, leaving it in there a little bit. And we also have all these things. Our environment, let's not forget, dictates how we live sometimes. We cannot be 100% perfect all the time. So, but this way of life for me has changed my life. I have received, I've gotten back the passion and the fire in me that I had lost over the years of drinking too much, eating the wrong foods, and losing a little bit of my spunk, a little bit of that moxie that we want to keep, a little bit of that passion inside of us that sometimes fades as we get older from just life.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you had mentioned a little bit about the alcoholism. So what actually inspired you to do carnivore, practice carnivore and the keto lifestyle?
Well, so I wanted to lose weight, of course, but the alcoholism was part of the whole deal. So I know that I gained weight from drinking too much. It just seems to catch up with you. And I know that it has something to do with, you know, I'm not sciencey at all, but the liver, the years and years of the liver trying to filter out the alcohol along with the bad foods and the stress of life, all mixed together. When you get older, this stuff works slower for some reason. And that's not like a big surprise to anybody, but I came to carnivore to help with blood pressure being high. I wanted to not be on medication. And the alcoholism had gotten so bad that I'm going to tell you a sad story, if it's okay, Adam.
Sure.
What made me come to it was realizing that the alcoholism was a real thing. I thought just having a few drinks a few nights a week or buying a big magnum of Chardonnay for the weekend was just what people did. Mm-hmm. And then I realized it was really catching up to me because I couldn't lower my blood pressure without medication. So I wanted to do it naturally. And so those things all together brought me to carnivore because one night, this is the story part. One night, Andrew and I, we've been married for years. He's a great husband. He's also the singer of the band, by the way. So it's just us two. And, he told me I kicked him out of the house. And I don't remember, Adam, I do not remember a lick of this. For years, I thought he made the whole story up so that I would stop drinking so much. But I had kicked him out of the house because I was in a blackout.
Wow.
And I didn't remember this, and it scared the life out of me because I really had no recollection. And I know blackouts can be a thing with some people never had them, but I've had a few in my life that have left a mark on me because it's not really you when you're at that level and you don't even remember. So for years I said, you're making that up. You just want me to quit drinking, which is probably true as well, the quit drinking part. But he said, Misty, I swear that you tried to kick me out of the house. Now, I would have no reason to kick out my husband, who I love very much, out of the house. So I said, this has got to stop.
Wow. That's some story. Yeah, that would be a shock the next day, finding that out. Did he actually leave?
Yeah, and then the hangovers.
Right, right.
Who needs that?
Wow. So on your channel, you kind of mentioned carnivore diet being a natural high. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yes. When I'm in ketosis, I have a feeling almost like, not like drinking alcohol per se, but a feeling like being high. Just from the energy being at a high vibration, so to speak. And I'm kind of into that stuff anyway. Right. But the Holy Spirit power is another way some people look at it.
Right.
I just feel like I'm at my best. Like I'm out like 10 out of 10 when I'm both intermittent fasting and eating so clean. I get downloads, lots of ideas. to the point, Adam, where I have to carry around a pen and paper with me because nice. I pulled out, we got home from work and I pulled out my pocket and I showed Andrew and I said, this is just from today. It was 9 ideas.
Wow.
For shows. That's for my channel, Love Style. And my biggest problem, of course, now is which one do I use next, which you know what that's like.
Right.
But yeah. I get a lot of downloads, I feel, and I am very, very excited to be alive these days. It just really is a natural vibe that I can't quite explain, except you carnivores who are listening, and I'm sure you have experienced it yourself. Have right. you found this?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely. I agree with you 100%. And you know, I'd rather have that. If they say that, you know, you're going to have a heart attack later on because of eating this way, or, you know, you're going to clog your arteries.
Yeah.
So be it. So be it. I'd rather feel this
that's
way.
That's not going to happen.
And
it's
that might happen later. Yeah, exactly. There's no possible way. You know,
yeah.
you feel 100 times better than you used to. And there's just no way that that's going to happen.
I agree. And I think I feel like a superhero. I know that sounds like I'm a narcissist or something, but I really feel like I'm being the best me that I don't even remember feeling this way in my 20s. I really do not.
I don't either.
So it's great.
Yeah, that's awesome. So how Thank do you handle cravings, especially for, you know, things like sweets and stuff like that?
Well, so with the 90%, that leaves 10% of a few other things. Now, I'm not shoveling down ho-hos or anything like that. But I do include some 5%, like 85%, 90% dark chocolate. Mm-hmm. That just seals the deal. And if anybody hasn't tried this who's listening, try the high percentage chocolate. It's bitter at first, but if you have that sweet tooth, I even think us women have it more than men, possibly.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So dark chocolate is the way. And I also experiment with honey a little bit. And I like if I'm on vacation or something like that, I will put some honey in my coffee. And I've even tried honey salted coffee. You don't have to put very much.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's almost like an electrolyte little thing in the morning. I don't know if I'm recommending it for very often because I think it can be addictive.
Mm-hmm.
So, but a little bit of honey. And I do have something I'll plan occasionally. You know, we went on a trip up north and we are starting to hike now a lot. And I thought I would mention this because you would probably appreciate it. We hiked in the Ohio Cuyahoga Valley. Where there was beautiful nice. Waterfalls. You know where that is? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Ohio.
Yeah. I'm in a Dayton area. So that's kind of the other side of Ohio. But yeah.
Have you been there?
Oh, yeah.
To the Cuyahoga Valley?
Yeah. It's beautiful there.
Oh, my. I feel like it's a secret or something.
Right. And there's not as many bears as there is in Tennessee.
Oh, you know what? That's a good point.
Right.
But we loved it, and we hiked, and we had a great time, and we're trying to stay in shape. We're trying to visit all the national parks in the U.S. And so we did that, I think it was a month or two ago. But this was one of those times we were on vacation. So we did hike, but we said, you know what? Let's have a real ice cream at like a real, right out of the udder dairy farm kind of place. We said, if we find a place like that, we're going to do it. So we agreed, and I swear, from God, this place was like 2 miles away. It was the best ice cream I've had in my entire life. I wish I knew the name of it so I could plug them.
Awesome. Right.
But it was one of the times where I think having it allow, I've been trying to change the language with this diet stuff. Instead of a cheat, I'd like to call it an allow from now on. And I'm talking to myself.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So it's one of those times where we're allowing this. It's homemade. It's going to be okay. No one's going to die. You're not going to die. Right. You're not going to die if you allow something now and then. You just get right back on
right.
the next meal. So
for sure.
Yeah, I feel like it went off track.
Right.
Just then.
I call it slowing the wagon. You're not off the wagon. You're just slowing it down for a little bit, you know.
And hey, I like that.
When you say off the wagon or cheat, those are just negative, you know. And it's not really conducive to the truth, in my opinion.
Yep. I agree completely.
Yep. Okay, so which... let's start with this one. Do you incorporate intermittent fasting on purpose?
On purpose. So I did at first apply intermittent fasting on purpose because I had never even thought about it. However, I've never loved breakfast in my life. So it was easier for those of us who are not that big into breakfast. Because it, to me, it's easier to just say skip breakfast and you're intermittent fasting already.
Right.
So, but now I almost don't eat enough. I am under eating severely. And I'm not recommending anybody do this because I feel like women, we tend to do this because of how we were brought up. And for women, I just think there are some things I may even want to mention in this talk today. If you don't mind, where things are just a little bit different, possibly. So, but intermittent fasting is a secret weapon, period, in my opinion. What do you think?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And I started intermittent fasting before I went to carnivore diet to lose weight. Oh. It was working. I lost about 15 pounds. And, but it was a little tougher because I was still eating a standard American diet, so I was still eating garbage.
But it's a good practice.
I had the willpower to power through the fasting periods, and it was working. Right. So I was just basically, you know, starvation, you know, calorie deficit. And it was working, but once I started carnivore, stuff just started clicking. And after maybe 2 weeks, I was intermittent fasting, not on purpose anymore. It was just happening.
Isn't that strange how that's, it's like a miracle.
Right.
Because I feel like the hardest thing for people dieting is they're hungry, or they at least think they're hungry.
Right.
And I call it mental hunger. I really do not think we are hungry when we think we're hungry. Like most of the time.
Right. Yeah. I've been trying to train myself to drink a little bit of water with some salt in it.
Yes.
Wait a little bit and then see if I'm hungry. A lot of times I'm not.
Isn't it nuts? I love it though.
Right.
I love it.
Yeah. How do you approach social situations like, you know, after work or even at work in terms of, you know, your diet? Like what kind of hacks do you have in regards to that or navigate that?
So at work, so I work 40 hours and it's a very set atmosphere. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of moving around. There's not a lot of places to get away. That's the nicest way I could say it. And there is food every single day, Adam. There is donuts at least four times a week. At least four times out of seven. It's the go-to. I don't know what it is with Americans and donuts.
Right.
But I guess it's just a crowd pleaser, you know, but it's probably the worst thing ever that we could even eat besides like cereal, soda and all the other stuff. But so no one's figured out that it's just the most horrible food to bring to work for anybody to eat. I don't even think anyone works that great when they eat too much of it. They kind of slug around. But so what I do, since you asked, is I drink my water. I have pink salt with me and I just put it on my tongue. Nice. I swear, like you just said, the salt in the water is something. It's a miracle. And it takes away hunger, does it not?
Yes. It's incredible.
I mean, I love pink salt. I've always been a saltaholic anyway. So this works for me, but I also stop And I literally wait 30 seconds. And in my mind, this is kind of funny. I go back and forth. Well, I should just have a donut. I haven't had a donut in five. I haven't had a donut in 5 or 6 years. And then my other side, but like the angel and devil on your shoulder. And then the angel goes, Misty, you don't eat that anymore. Come on, drink your water and just, you know, go back to work and just forget anyone brought donuts in. So I go back and forth. Like, people would think I was crazy, which I am a little crazy, but I go back and forth in my head. Yes, no, yes, no, yes. No. And I've even left the room. So that's a really good tip.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But if you really sit in it, it's only literally like a minute. And what's even more interesting is if you did eat the donut, that only takes about a minute flat. It's such an impulsive decision that we can make right or wrong every moment of our lives when it comes to these situations, that it's insane if we don't sit back and go, gosh, that's kind of nuts. It would only be 1 minute worth of joy.
Right.
You know, for the suffering that it may cause could be days, especially for carnivores. If I had a donut now, I would probably not feel good for at least 24 hours.
For sure. Yeah. Deep fried birthday cake is not for us.
No. And we definitely crave it. When people say, oh, I don't have the cravings anymore, it's mental craving.
Right.
Let's be real. It's associated with emotions and something that I have been thinking about a lot lately. And I love concepts and the downloads and the ideas and all that. And I know you do too, because I love that video that you put out about time. Oh, what a brilliant video that is. Like, oh my gosh, like no one talks about this. So this is the kind of stuff I like, this inspirational stuff that isn't always about the food and the weight.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're cleaning up our health does not mean it's just on the outside, even though, of course, like you would die if you knew how many times I look in the mirror as a woman. Like, we are obsessed with our weight, but that might have to be another talk. But and we were brought up, a lot of us, to value our outside, our looks and our beauty, and we try very hard to look a certain way. So, but beyond looks and beyond weight, there are so many healing benefits. But also the psychology of all of this, like you said, with the time and the change that it brings to your life is way beyond anything I think people who haven't come to carnivore realize, because we are finding success in all areas. We are healing strange things like that we don't even talk about, like you don't have to wear deodorants, like your hair doesn't get as dirty, and right. some of that interesting stuff that I don't think we even bother talking about that much.
Right.
I don't hear much about it. Yeah. But the psychology of this whole thing has to do with an entire lifestyle. And I talking about language again, and the psychology of what you tell yourself is, when you call it a lifestyle instead of a diet, it's an entirely different meaning. And this is forever. A lot of us are going to do this, or at least close to this kind of clean eating forever, because why the heck will we ever go back to our old problems?
For sure. For sure. Yeah. It's like I said, we just slow the wagon every once in a while. And this is the way that we live from now on. I can't imagine ever eating any other way after doing it for 6 months or 7 months that I've been doing it now. It's impossible to fathom.
Are you doing
that again?
Are you doing 100%?
Right now I am. But occasionally, like my wife's birthday was on the 27th of July, and I had two pieces of cake.
How did you feel after?
Horrible.
Don't do it, people.
I felt horrible. But in the moment, I felt good. I was just like, I'm not going to leave her hanging, you know. I have to participate, you know. and I knew full well how I was going to feel afterwards. So, but I did it anyways. So,
you know, I think that, if I may, concepts, right? I think carnivores are leaders. What do you think?
I think so. We're a little bit leaders.
So when we use our bodies as almost like a science lab, mm-hmm. right? We are willing to try. You knew eating that cake what was going to happen. And you, I bet you almost didn't even mind that it was going to happen in a weird way. Is that right?
Because yeah, I mean, I knew it was going to happen. I'm just like, we're going through it.
Because you know what you're going to learn. You're going to learn something you didn't learn the last time you had cake. You're going to learn this far along on your journey, 7 months in, for example, that the kid does something else. Now, sometimes I even think as carnivores, it does less to us. I'm not sure about it, though.
I have noticed that if I have like, say, a slice of pizza, or something like that, it's far less effects on me than like cake.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think you're right with me too.
Right. So yep. Yeah, it just seems like, you know, and when I do that, I was talking to Ryan Murphy yesterday and when he, you know, slows the wagon a little bit and has some pizza, it helps to break through a weight loss stall. And it happens to me too. I don't know why. It's weird. Like you gain a little bit, 3 or 4 pounds.
Yep.
And then Wow, it just starts coming off again.
Is it a carb cycling?
Something like that. He said what it was, and I don't remember. I have to go back.
Yeah, I've heard of this before. And maybe that little bit we leave in for our mental, like being able to be on this planet, you said socially with other people, is one of the hardest parts. But, and allowing something occasionally and then seeing what happens. And then, like you said, and maybe even have something happen on the good side. Mm-hmm. It's part of like the experimentation that us leaders, carnivore leaders are trying so that somebody else we can save them the heartache, right? Not for that sure. We're all the same, because we're not, but we're doing this not for us only. We are doing this for whoever will listen to us when we say you can clean up and heal almost any health problem. I find the hardest part about this, Adam, is not even that part of the social part, but the other part of the social aspect being that I don't want to push it on anybody. So I find it very, very difficult to not talk about carnivore to people.
Right.
To not talk about it. I have to stop myself and go, well, they didn't really ask, Misty, so you better not. Right. Especially family members who are on medication. I have a close family member who recently got diagnosed with leukemia. Now, I would love to, you know, take a month off from work and go to Florida where he's at and show him how to cook and teach him how to eat carnivore. But I have to stop and go, they have to be willing. They have to be ready. And that's where the leadership comes in. It's like, when you're ready, so I let them know. I love you. When you're ready, we can talk about nutrition.
That's awesome. That's really thoughtful. And I think, you know, eventually everybody comes around at some point, especially once they start seeing the results, you know. And you're right, it is hard seeing all these people with so many health issues and conditions and problems. And you know, after hearing hundreds and hundreds of, you know, anecdotal evidence that, you know, carnivore diet healed this, it healed that, it fixed this, it reversed this. And just one testimony after another, it's like, man, whatever this person's going through, I know that it's going to, you know, make it 90% better at least.
And just by choosing,
it's hard to hold back. Right, exactly.
By choosing, sorry to interrupt, but by choosing something else on the same damn shelf, that's what I would say. You're literally in the same store, just move over here and pick this.
Right.
And then your life will be better. And like our parents, I did a whole video on why your parents won't go keto, because, and I featured my mom. I didn't interview her, but like I talked about her. Mm-hmm. And she's on, you know, whatever, 6 medications, 7 medications. And it's so hard because our parents aren't going to listen to us sometimes.
Right. Yeah. They're, you know, kind of more set in their ways, I think, because they kind of grew up during that whole period where fat is the enemy, you know, and have a well-balanced diet. And it's just hard to switch that level of thinking.
And the margarine, and remember the bread and butter at the table, right. But it was really margarine with every meal.
Right.
It's like, no wonder we're fat.
Right. Yeah. Here, have some bread with some plastic on it. You know, not butter.
We really thought margarine was the way to go. I remember thinking, God, just loading up.
Right. Yeah. There was somebody that did an experiment somewhere that put margarine, a tub of margarine open in their garage and a tub of butter in their garage. And over a period of time, the tub of margarine was not even touched or didn't look any different after weeks of sitting out in the garage. But the butter started deteriorating. The bugs were getting into it, eating it, and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's a
crazy
man-made versus natural. And people put that stuff in their bodies. It's gross.
It's awful. And I feel like, too, Adam, that we've been disenchanted by our society that's taught us, you know, the crazy food pyramid. Now it's flipped upside down. Thank God it's coming to light, right? That's true. Sure. But we've been very disenchanted by all of the crappy advice and the cereal pushes from Ansel Keys and that whole thing. But now we have no excuse because, like, the information is out there now. It's taking time to trickle in and get people to realize it. And that's brings me back to saying, I don't want to be that person, even at work. I can't be that person to talk about the donuts. I could just be the person that doesn't eat the donuts and being, you know, and lead by example. That's all we can do until someone's ready. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree 100% for sure. Yeah, I can be somewhat annoying around the house, you know, like, carnivores don't eat donuts or carnivores don't eat crackers or whatever, you know, and be like super annoying. And I still have to throttle that back.
I'm sure I've been annoying to at least my husband with some of it.
Right.
When he said, well, you need carbs. And I say, no.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's always an interesting conversation, especially on Facebook. If somebody's having a struggle and you're like, well, you know, like the other day, somebody was asking about a dentist because of cancer or something that they had some complications in their throat. I commented and I was like, well, you know, I don't know of a dentist that I could send you to, but, you know, I know that if you go on I didn't even say carnivore diet is just a low or zero carbohydrate diet. And man, it was like a pack of wolves coming in on me.
Oh,
that's impossible. You need to have a well-balanced diet and, you know, veggies and, you know, if you want to reduce your carbs, that's okay, but you need carbs to live. And I'm like, well, I guess I should be dead by now then, you know, 7 months of no carbs.
You know what it reminds me of? Last night we were watching National Geographic. And these animals, they eat what they eat because they're supposed to eat it. There's no murder involved. They're trying to feed themselves so they can feed their young. Mm-hmm. And they don't have any guilt about eating what they're supposed to eat in the human evolvement, you know. Mm-hmm. It's hard for us because we've been brainwashed to think one way because of television and society. And I think it all stems from the Depression. The Depression back in the Depression was so horrible that they came up with the slogan, "He would cry with a loaf of bread under his arm." You know that saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, so then we started thinking bread was this great thing.
Right.
From the Depression, because you're not starving. At least you got meat on your boat. That was like, okay to be like happy, even.
Right.
Like you were rich or something. And I feel like it just kept getting worse and worse from there. And now we're coming back finally. Oh, thank God.
Thank God. Yes, for sure. Oh, it's wonderful. Okay, so I have another question for you, and this one's kind of switching gears a little bit.
That's okay.
Can you explain the significance of including astrology and zodiac themes in the context diet and weight loss?
Oh my gosh, I can't believe you watched my channel, haven't you?
I do research.
Only you, and I haven't even watched that much of your content yet because I just found you. But you are a diamond in the rough, but not so rough.
Appreciate that.
Because I love your content already. You are talking my language now. I do think astrology has a lot to do with diet. I think I might be the only one who thinks so, which is fun. I don't mind being weird. I've always been weird. But I've gotten to know myself through this diet journey that I've been on for the last, I think it's 6 years now, from keto over to carnivore, 90%.
Right.
And I still eat keto sometimes, of course. But getting to know your personality and what things make you tick so you don't have to be in those situations where you might just be impulsive, for example, because of your birth chart, for example, is paramount that you learn your birth chart. Like, I really do think, and most women are into this a little bit more than guys, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
We eat on emotions, based on emotions, a lot more than you guys do. I'm sorry, I have to put it out there.
Right.
We also have a lot of other stuff going on that I don't think anyone quite understands, not even doctors. You know, I had two miscarriages, and I forgot to mention that at the beginning. And I have my theories on what caused that. But in a nutshell, I wasn't healthy enough to carry a child. Twice. And that did have something to do with why I started to look at my health, of course. But there are reasons why we hold on to fat. And it's birth child, women, you know. And there's also a lot of reasons with our cycle and stuff that we become more emotional at different times. And we think food is going to solve that. So we turn to food because it's easy and it's hyper palatable, of course. So getting to know your birth chart might help you understand yourself a little bit more so that you don't just act on the impulse you always acted on, maybe in the past, for example. So for myself, I think it has tremendously helped me to learn about astrology. And oh man, talk about a rabbit hole. I love carnivore because it's a rabbit hole that never ends. You know, I'm working with my hands fixing jewelry all day and I can listen to whatever I want. So I went down keto rabbit hole and then I went down the carnivore rabbit hole, thank God. And the astrology rabbit hole is before those two. So yeah, it can all be tied together. Absolutely. 100%.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. I knew that you had some videos on that and, I've kind of delved a little bit into, you know, learning a little bit about astrology, watching a couple of different YouTube channels and whatnot. It's very, very interesting.
Oh man. Isn't it?
It's the way that it's presented. Sometimes it's almost undeniable.
You know, yes.
I'm not like, you know, a super scholar in it and things like that, enough to know, you know, this is absolutely for certain, but it's definitely very interesting. And
they're concepts, you know, they're not to be taken, I don't think, so literally.
Right.
But I don't even want you to tell me your sign because I want to guess myself. So don't tell me. Right. But I will ask you if you've looked into your life path number yet?
I have, and I don't remember what it was because there's different websites that like have a different way to kind of lead to that. I don't remember. It's probably been a couple of years since I've done that.
Look back into it because you're slightly interested in astrology. When I learned my life, make sure it's life path number, not the day you were born. There's a couple different things that can make it confusing. You're writing it down. I love it. Yes. When you, so since you touched on astrology, when you find out your life path number, for me at least, it summed everything else about me, into one type package, where astrology is still very vague as it can be. But man, oh, I love all of this stuff. I even love learning about carnivore the more and more, the longer I do it. I do get a little bit confused when it comes to when they talk about the human body and all of the sciencey stuff. I'm a very big picture because I'm a Sagittarius moon.
Right.
So I understand and I forgive myself for wanting to look at the big picture, kind of like you reminded me of that when you said about the time. Mm-hmm. It's just like overlooking the whole thing. I just love that time video. Everybody go watch the time video. What is it called?
It is, I know the thumbnail title, but I don't remember the actual title of the video.
Basically, you have more time.
Yes.
And when I first came to carnivore, I was so excited because I had no dishes and no side dishes. Yeah, right. So no dishes and no side dishes left me with all this time, and I started to write songs. You know, I've been a musician my entire life, but I've never been a songwriter until Keto and Carnivore.
Right.
Honest to God, it's made me a better artist, and I can really zone in. Even at work, I'm a better worker, neighbor, friend, sister, aunt. I'm a better person.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm right there with you.
It's so great.
I mean, when I was a kid, I used to do drawing and stuff like that. And I really enjoyed it. And since I went carnivore, I actually started doing pastel paintings with pastel pencils and different things. And I actually did one that was like, this looks like a picture. It looks like it just flowed out of me of our late pet that we had. So I'm an action photographer, horse photographer, and I took action photos of him running through the yard. So I just took one of him when he was older, running through the yard and took that and then actually painted it with pastels. But yeah, the creativity is just like,
off the chart.
It. Like a faucet, you know, I can't broke.
Well, because you're in the zone, man. I know you're in the zone. I know you're in the zone because I'm there too. Yeah. We're here.
That's
everybody
awesome.
Who's never tried a carnivore diet, try it for a little bit of time, because whatever you used to like to do, and it comes back to the first thing I said about passion, the fire is back. And us carnivores, we just want to yell it out to everybody. He's getting jobs left and right as a photographer. He's painting pastels. You should use the pastel on one of your thumbs. I want to see it now.
Right.
But you're proud of it, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
and you don't even know where it came from. It's like channeled.
Right. I've done a couple more since then. And it's like, I don't know. I haven't found my footing with that medium at all. But it was my first ever painting of any kind. And I was just trying to connect with the spirit of our dog. And it just flowed out onto the paper. And I can't even believe it.
Oh my gosh, I love that story.
Yeah, it's I should share that at some point, but
please share it, because now people are gonna watch this and they're gonna be like, I want to see that.
Right. For sure.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. So how do you keep yourself motivated when you're in a plateau in terms of weight loss?
So that happens so often that I stopped using the scale and back to being a woman again. This is advice nobody asked for, but I've heard it a few times. Throw the scale away. It can be just so confusing. So I will tell you what I'm going to do, because I'm a little bit in a plateau now. I'm going to try the lion diet. This is the first I'm ever speaking of it. And since I'm saying it in public, now I got to do it. So that's on purpose, because now I'll be like, everyone will think I'm a loser if I didn't do it, you know? So, right. You can always try the lion diet and do just meat and salt. I've never done it, Adam. I've not tried this yet. I'm sure you have.
I haven't yet. I've come close. Really? So just like steak and eggs, that's it.
Pretty close.
I haven't got rid of the eggs yet.
So plateauing, what I have done though, since that's what you asked me, is I've fasted for days in a row. I was on a kick where I was doing extended fast. So I do OMADs every day. I don't know if we talked about that lately. I just feel better if I eat one meal a day. So that's a preference everybody can, you know, personalize for themselves. But I've done long fast when I was in a plateau and it worked. And you may have digestive issues. So that's the uncomfortable part. But if you do pay attention to your electrolytes and your pink salt and all of that, it helps a great deal. So I've done the most fasting I've done extended wise is 5 days in a row, no food, just water and salt.
Wow.
Is that a lot? I feel like that's not a lot compared to so many people.
I don't think I could do it.
No?
No, I don't think I could do that at all.
So I guess that's kind of cool, but you can always do at least an OMAD, one meal a day for an entire week. And once you get past the first couple of days, I keep wanting to talk to women and I don't want to leave out the guys, but there are just certain things that it fixes when you do at least some fasting, I feel like as a woman, and I mean more psychologically. I mean, like, kind of training yourself to say no. And I think it's very, very valuable to try it safely. Of course, you want your pink salt in there and your water, but it has changed my life getting into fasting during all of this. I don't even know if I could have done it without the fasting now that you mention it.
Wow. That's pretty profound.
Yeah. But it works for the
weight. I tried a 48-hour once, and it wasn't happening.
No?
I think I made it a day and a half, and then I'm like, oh, I got to eat. I have to eat.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, like, then saying it gets easier after maybe the 48th, I think.
Right.
So I did the 5 days. Did I say 5 days? Yeah, it was 5 days. And I don't know how many hours that is, but It was hard, of course. I can't sit here and go, so easy.
Right.
It's hard because you never did it before.
Right.
But before that, I had done a lot of 48 and a 72 here and there. And I will tell you, nothing drops the scale faster than if you do extended fasting. That seems obvious, of course, because you're not eating food. But what the tricky part is coming back from that and not gorging for the next 3 days. So that's the tricky part you don't want to do.
Right.
But fasting is secret weapon here. If you can do it, don't do it to a point where if you feel dizzy, of course, or if you feel lethargic or if it's dangerous, of course, we're not talking about that. We're talking about easing your way into it, starting with maybe, you know, intermittent fasting, then one meal a day, then a possible 48-hour. It's supposed to cleanse your organs up, and I believe in it.
Yeah, that's awesome. So if somebody was to, you know, they're thinking about starting a carnivore journey, what would be your biggest piece of advice that you would have for that person?
My biggest piece of advice, if you're starting on your carnivore journey, is forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. I had to forgive myself for all of the drinking I did and the blackout and the eating crappy foods and the gaining weight in a short period of time. I gained a lot of weight and hiding in pictures and not wanting to go to functions and these decisions that we make because we have screwed up our life or we've fallen back, or we gained weight, or we're not our best selves, and we have trauma And there are reasons, and it's not your fault that you fell behind. It is not your fault to be human. And forgive yourself is my best advice before you do anything else having to do with food, having to do with exercise, or punishing yourself in the wrong way. It's your birthright to be happy and healthy. And it's all of our birthright. This is the way we're supposed to eat. And I do want to add this, if I may. I still have not met one person in the span of 51 years of my life, even a healthy, healthy person, who's ever been at optimal health for themselves. They still want to make improvements. So even super healthy people want to make improvements. Mm-hmm. So forgive yourself and at least try carnivore for a short period of time so you can kind of, it's kind of fun even to learn that you're like a superhero inside. You could be your own superhero and heal stuff naturally with no medication. This is the only thing that can do that for anybody.
I agree. That's awesome. That's very well said. Could not agree more with that for sure. Forgiving yourself is definitely a huge key component and part of what we were talking about earlier with slowing the wagon, you know. Yeah. Just that terminology, you know, forgive yourself. You're not falling off the wagon, you're slowing the wagon. You know, you're not just allowing yourself to eat something else for a short time. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yes. Yes. Instead of all the time. I used to eat crappy all the time. Right. So having something on a vacation or it's your birthday and saving even alcohol, even though I was preaching about alcohol in the beginning, because I can't have one drink doesn't mean you guys can't. But you know what you're doing. It's a conscious decision. It's different than an impulsive one or eating for other people. And I hate to mention Adam, but you ate the birthday cake for your wife. But you were doing it for her because you love her. So, you know, it's okay to be human and forgive ourselves for these little things. This is just life, and our environment has such an impact on us, and trauma and things from the past and self-soothing. It's all very, very understandable, but it is your birthright to be healthy, happy, and be around for the people in your family, to be around for your grandkids and your husband, and to start enjoying your life if you haven't enjoyed it in the recent years, for example.
For sure. Yeah, that's awesome. What, very well said.
So thank you.
For the viewers watching, where can they find you on the internet?
So I have a YouTube channel called Love Style, all one word. And it's not a carnivore channel particularly. Mm-hmm. It's more of a healthy lifestyle channel. But carnivore is what got me to even start it. So you can find me at Love Style on YouTube or at Misty Love Style on Instagram. Also Misty Love Style on TikTok. And Misty Marcus, MARCUS, on Facebook. And also LinkedIn is Misty Marcus as well. But I would like to add also, if you don't mind, check out our music. We're an all original rock and roll indie rock band. My husband and I record right here in my house. And you can find us at blackeyedsoul.com or anywhere you find streaming music. Just check out Black Eyed Soul. See if you like us.
Okay. Yeah, cool. I'll definitely check that out. And for everybody watching, I'll make sure that I link all of those accounts of hers in the description below, so you'll be able to find everything really easy. Now, Misty, I really appreciate your time today. It was super awesome to talk to you and get to know you better. And I'm certain that, you know, your story and your experiences is definitely going to bless others and help them on their journey. And I thank you for that. I really appreciate that.
Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate the opportunity, Adam.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we'll see you later, Misty.
We'll see you later.
Thanks, Misty, for sharing your inspiring journey with us. If you haven't done so yet, be sure to subscribe to @LoveStyle2165. There you'll find some really unique content that will inspire you to eat healthy and go out and start creating. We'd love to hear from you in the comments section below about your own experiences with the carnivore diet. Tell us about the positive transformations and benefits you've encountered, and don't hesitate to share this video with anyone who might find Misty's carnivore journey both inspiring and healing. If you enjoyed this video, please give it a thumbs up and hit that subscribe button. Your support truly means the world to me. Thank you again. Stay amazing, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Carnivore Today.
We're one of the most unique podcasts on the web as we explore not only the carnivore diet, but the misconceptions about it as well along the way. There are so many benefits from this extremely healthy and fulfilling diet. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, find the website at carnivoretoday.com. Also find us on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Carnivore Today. See you next time.